For many of us, future plans don't come much bigger than moving home. That's why at the Halifax, we want to make sure nothing gets in your way. So if you're unable to visit us in branch for a mortgage appointment face-to-face, we're more than happy to come to you. Every week, our colleagues are doing over 3,000 mortgage appointments by phone and video call, so we can keep your moving plans moving along. Halifax, it's a people thing.
Hi, I'm Jason Flom, and I'm the host of Wrongful Conviction with Jason Flom.
And I'm Rabia Chaudhry, attorney and co-host of Undisclosed. We want to talk to you today about your responsibilities as an upstanding citizen and how they relate to you serving on a jury.
So we know, Rabia, we're all eligible for jury duty. We all get those notices in the mail time to time. And it's, you know, usually a big imposition. Everybody feels like, oh, damn, I got so many other things to do. But I want to urge everyone to try to change your attitude about this. We should all view jury duty as an opportunity to be a very necessary watchdog for those in power and to make sure that real justice is done. That takes each and every one of us, but I'm digressing. So let's say you're in the jury room and the case is a serious case and deliberation's taking a long time. Everyone wants to get back to their lives, back to their jobs or families, but the pressure is on to come to a decision. What are some of the things that people should remember?
Well, first, I want to remind folks that, listen, your decision is going to alter lives. It's going to alter somebody's life maybe forever. So you have to take it really seriously. Nobody can get through a trial and remember every single thing that happened. So if you're allowed to take notes during the trial, make sure you have those notes, use those notes during deliberations. If you don't understand something, if you did not understand some testimony, some evidence, ask the question. Make the question available to the judge. You can send a note to the judge. You can ask one of the attorneys to clarify something. Make sure you know every single thing you need to know before you make the decision. And if you're feeling pressured by your peers, you do not have to change your vote. I don't care if you're the only one holding out. You can send a note to the judge and just end deliberation. Somebody wanting to be with their family just immediately, it's no reason to deprive someone else of their family while they rot in prison. Do not feel the pressure. The judge can decide whether it's a hung jury or not, but being pressured into voting guilty or not guilty should not be a thing. Don't let it happen to you.
No, you'll spend the rest of your life feeling guilty yourself about having given somebody a life sentence or 10 years or whatever it is for something they may not have done. Remember, jury nullification is a thing. If you have to, if you're feeling too much pressure, send a note to the judge, say, I'm done. I'm not voting guilty no matter what. And that's it. And you're done. You don't have to succumb to the pressure. And please don't. To learn more and get involved, listen to Undisclosed.
And listen to the Wrongful Conviction podcast. Remember, as a juror, this is your responsibility.
Right. So it's almost like a juror's bill of rights. And the more you understand, the better the chance is that we'll get actual justice and we'll have a fairer system for everyone.